USA Radio News.
I'm Brad Bernards. Representative Michael McCaul, Republican of Texas, told Newsmax that Afghans who have worked with U.S. forces over the last 20 years and may not get out of the country by the August 31st withdrawal deadline set by President Joe Biden have a death warrant on their back.
All their biometric databases. Now, guess who has it now? The Taliban. And guess what's going to happen to them? They are going to be left behind. We can't get them out by August 31st. And now they have a death warrant on their back.
The majority of the American public supports a range of U.S. policies in support of Taiwan, including its independence and sending troops to the self-ruled island if China invades, according to a poll from the Chicago Council on Global Affairs, released on August 26th. This is USA Radio News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.